from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by the Laborers District Council Lesset Fund. Phillies complete the sweep of the Dodgers 5-1. Aaron Nola improving to 11-4. Struck out Shohei Ohtani twice. Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber each homered. Johan Rojas with what might be the catch of the year, followed by the quote of the year. Through his interpreter, Rojas said, "Every hitter that hits the ball towards me, if he wants it to be a hit, he's going to have to hit it out. Ball that's hit, ball I catch." Phillies remain home with the A's in town, 6:40 p.m. live here on 94 WIP. The Laborers District Council of Philadelphia and vicinity are committed to providing the safest, most well-trained workforce for the construction industry. Laborers building a better future today. Showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 85. It's currently 77. To listen to 94 WIP, download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
All right, well, let's crank up a lot of Phillies calls here today. Look, whether you want to get into a tussle, whether they have to win the World Series, or it'll be a shame if they don't. I mean, that is interesting because I'm sure people view it differently. But also, let's just celebrate them today. I mean, it's really been incredible. Matter of fact, before the phones, let me just play two pieces of audio from last night. One, sort of how it started, and one, obviously, how it ended. So it didn't start with Trey Turner's homer, but it kind of did. I mean, the bottom line is... You know, Aaron Nola does his job in the first inning, and then it's a Phillies turn to bat. And like they've been doing through this series, it's a quick lead. And this time, instead of being the first batter of the game as it was with Kyle Schwarber a couple days ago, it was, you know, Trey Turner, the second batter of the game.
It's hit in the air to right. It's well hit. Going back is Páez to the track at the wall. It's gone. Opposite field, home run for Trey Turner. It's his ninth home run of the season, his sixth home run in the last nine games. He stays red hot, and he puts the Phillies on the board first. It's 1-0.
All right, so that's basically how it started. Let's
also,
get to
with that real quick, Joe, did you think about how fun it was that the opener backfired it spectacularly because they get the Trey Turner homer, then they bring in the right-hander, and then Marsh homers in the second? It, like, couldn't have worked out worse.
Yeah, no, I mean, that is true. That's exactly right. So, yeah, I mean, the Phillies, you know, just start attacking on all sorts of runs. A Marsh homer, a Marsh triple, a Rojas hit, the whole deal eventually. And a Schwarber homer, another. He's had a few in this series.
Tank shot, that one.
Yeah, that was a shot. But then it ended in sweet fashion because it's very sweet to sweep.
Swinging the ground ball to short. Turner to Stott on to first. Double play. And the Phillies complete a three-game series sweep over the Dodgers for the first time since 2011. As they beat the Dodgers tonight 5-1, the Phillies pitchers allow five runs total in the series.
as the Phils take all three from the Dodgers this week.
I'll tell you this. There's, you know, obviously we've all seen, I guess it's probably thousands of Philly series in our lives. If not, it's many, many hundreds. I don't know how many it is. Depends how old you are. I can't remember too many of the sweeps in the past, but I can remember some get-my-attention sweeps. Philly sweeping the Mets in 07 was a big deal. They did it twice, by the way, down the stretch that year, a four-gamer and a three-gamer. It was a big, 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 big deal. The Phillies in 93 sweeping the Cardinals, when the Cardinals came in here and were kind of getting close to the Phils in the middle of the summer, and the Phillies swept them out, and that was the end of St. Louis for the season. Like, this one is the kind of one I think we'll remember. I mean, first off, let me just frame this, and then we'll go to the calls. The Phillies entered this series 3.5 games up on the L.A. Dodgers for the best record in the National League. They've ended the series 6.5 games up. Do the math. If the sweep had gone the other way, the Phillies would be sitting here today only 0.5 game in front of the Dodgers.
And they also are 3-0 on the tiebreaker as well.
This was a very meaningful series. And obviously a really fun one. All right, 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on everything to deal with the Phils. Let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel kicking us off. Good morning, Dennis.
Hammer, how the hell are you doing today, son?
Happy. In a word, happy.
I got my broom out yesterday, and it did the job.
Yeah.
And on top of all of that, the Phillies packed the house three straight games in incredibly bad weather with the heat. That says something.
Yeah, it says love and it says belief.
Yeah. So those who said that the Phillies didn't play anybody earlier in the year, they just beat.
Oh, that narrative is so done. It's so old.
They have
so
the best
tired.
Record against teams over 500 baseball. Enough. They're 23 and 13. We're good.
Yeah, totally. Totally done with that.
Yeah, so, you know, they just put, you know, the stamp on the season as far as I'm concerned with the sweep. But more than that, they've got the entire city behind them. I've never, in recent history, you know, in the last 10 years, nobody's been talking about a team more than the people are talking about the Phillies right now. And that says a lot.
Well, and Dennis, just really quick, I think that's so true about, like, the connection. And I know he talked about it in the opening segment. I think what makes it so unique is there's been special Eagles teams. Like, that 2017 team was special. We all loved that team. But with baseball, you see them every night. With that 2017 team, you saw them on Sundays, Mondays. But during the week, you know, they're at practice. They're not at camera. With this Phillies team, I think you have an ability to build a stronger connection just because you do every single night you spend.
You spend so much more time with them. And you choose to spend your time with them more. Like, it's a choice to spend your time with them more. And you know, you rarely get paid off this way.
Mm-hmm. What I've always said about baseball, it's your friend who's there every night. And it's a good friend when they're like this.
Yeah, right. And then when they're not there, you're like lonely. You miss them. I genuinely miss the Phillies when they're not on.
And let's be real, even when they've been on and not been good,
right?
There's been a lot more of that through the years
not
than this.
Not great company.
I mean, yeah. I mean, guys, last decade wasn't that long ago, and it was brutal. It was brutal.
Yeah. I got a little trivia question for you and ESPN.
Dennis, let me tell you, this is a warm-up. This is a warm-up for Pete the Hammer. Let's go.
Who was the first quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards?
That's an interesting question. First quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards. It probably happened either in like the late 70s or sometime in the 80s. So obviously Marino was 84. He did it, but it would be before that. Yep. I'm going to guess that the answer is Dan Fouts.
He would be the second one.
Damn.
That was a good guess, Joe.
Good guess, though, yes.
All right, hold on. Let me get a reprieve here. So Fouts is second. Fouts lasted into the early 80s, probably cranked it up in the mid-70s. So someone that did it before Fouts.
Unitas never got there, right?
I can't imagine.
No, he did not.
No. I will say, I will give you, I'm going to go with the Staubach.
The guy who wore a fur coat.
Howard Eskin?
Who? Famous?
Broadway.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. All right. That's interesting. That's a good trivia question, Dennis.
I never would have thought that he would have gotten.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I got to say, that was like watching Jordan warm up. No, you got, you know, just watching you go through your routine.
Elliot,
you know, like watching your thought process.
I appreciate
that. Yeah.
Elliot, why do you root for me when others don't?
Well, it's the same reason I rooted for the Patriots and why I like when the Chiefs win. I like greatness.
Thank you.
It's impressive.
Right. So, by the way, I'm happy Elliot and Devin are here today because they weren't on the show yesterday. And I want to get their opinion on a matter related to me that we touched on very, very late in the show. I got Rhea and James' opinion yesterday. But right. Elliot and Devin, from the male and female perspective, you're ruling on this. Coming back from Los Angeles earlier this week, Amy from Villanova had a first-class ticket. She had been upgraded. She didn't pay for it. She was just upgraded, frequent flyer, whatever.
Right.
All right. She also was upgraded on the trip out there. Trip out there, she goes and sits first class. Same theory. She didn't pay extra for it.
Just, you sat by yourself.
I sat by myself back in the steerage, right?
Right.
Now, on the way back, she gets this upgrade again for free. She says, you should take the seat. I got it on the way out. You know, you go enjoy first class. Now, Elliot, as a man, would you do it? Would you take it?
So the fact that it happened on the way out there, I think, is an interesting layer.
It's important.
It's an interesting layer because I'm putting myself in your shoes. And while I think it would have been a little more acceptable for you to take it, there's no way I would have made Kristen move back and me take the front row seat. So I get your logic, but no, she should get it both times.
All right, Devin, as a female, if you're in the situation, if your man took the seat that you offered to him.
Which is very nice of her, because I don't know if I would have done the same.
Right, yeah.
I didn't even know if it was allowed.
That would have been mine.
I was like, wait, do we have to inform them or switch and see? Like, I didn't even know what. She's like, no, just sit there. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, Devin, if your boyfriend pulled that, but again, at your behest, would that be greeted with a smile on your face of like, okay, cool, I'm happy for him?
No.
You'd be annoyed?
No. So, first of all, again, very nice of Amy, because I don't know if I would have even offered. Like, that's
it was
mine.
A nice gesture.
I love to pull the, you know, I'm just a girl. Like, you, I get special things with my boyfriend. So, nice of her to give it to you, but
I love that I'm going to pull the girl card.
Right. I'm just a girl. I get first class. So, I probably would have judged him if I had offered it and he took me up on it.
So, to be clear, did you take it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Now
oh, you did?
You did?
Okay, oh, that's okay.
Well, can I also say,
how quickly did you say yes? Was it like awesome? Or
no,
were you like,
I fought back a few times.
That's the better flight to take it for too, right? Because when you're flying west to east, it's usually like a red eye late night.
Well, it was
shorter.
It's like an hour shorter. So technically the other one might be better. Neither had a TV, by the way.
Oh. So,
which is like a 5-hour flight.
Really?
No TV. What am I doing here?
That is insane.
5 hours no TV? Come on.
Were you on a no-frills airline?
I don't know. I was on a regular airline. I mean, what are we in the 1960s?
You have a phone, right? Well, you watch stuff on your phone?
Whole thing. I mean, come on. You think I download things on my
phone? Oh, I download all the
time.
Think
I know how to do that? I got no shot at that.
I will say, if you fought her on it and she insisted,
correct,
and she got it on the way there,
correct,
I think this is acceptable.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you did the most you could. You gave it to her on the way there. You fought on the way back. She insisted. Very nice by her.
I also got to say this. The one caller that called in on this late in the show yesterday, I appreciate that she referenced she thinks Amy was out of bounds on the first flight to separate herself from me.
I hard disagree.
I got to tell you, that was it. But I did say, yeah, but it was the only seat she technically had at that point, because they'd actually given away her coach seat.
Yeah, it's not like she paid extra for it. Like, if you're given it for free, I don't
All right, anyway, that. If you have an opinion on whether you would or would not take the seat in first class, and whether I should or should not have taken the first class seat, you can weigh in on that. More importantly, on the Phils, obviously, 215-592-9494, and also the Eagles. With Elliot, our Eagles reporter here, I've got a ton of questions for him today.
Nice.
Now 11 days to training camp. We're going to get to some of them coming up as well. Your phone calls next, and your chance to win really cool concert tickets. Jared Camera, Elliot in for John today from Borgata on 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.